You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
With me today is Professor Philip Piper from the School of Archaeology and Anthropology at the ANU in Canberra. Good day.
Good day.
Congratulations, new species found in the Philippines.
Yeah, rather exciting find. It's taken a while between actually finding the first fossils, which we actually found in 2007, and getting enough material to be confident there was a new species. It took three excavations of 2007, 2011, and 2015. And following that, we felt pretty confident that that we had a new species from northern Luzon, and then went to publication.
So Homo luzonensis, is that correct?
Yep. Yeah,
what does this mean for history?
What does it mean for history? I mean, it's an exciting new find. It's another member of the Homo lineage, which is the closest group of relatives that we're to ourselves. It's the second species to actually be found within island Southeast Asia. There's a famous hobbit that was reported first in 2004 in Flores, Homo floresiensis, or commonly known as the Hobbit. It really is exciting times for us. We've got now it demonstrates that there could well be any number of species of Homo that managed to actually or arrived on these islands and speciated on the islands. So, for example, we've got one in Luzon. There's no reason why we couldn't, and we've got one in Flores, but there's no reason we couldn't actually find one in somewhere like Sulawesi as well. And even on other Philippine islands.
Yes, and this one was specifically found in the Calao Cave.
Correct.
And you have been working there for several years now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the project leader, Dr. Miaris, who's at the Archaeological Studies Program at UP Diliman, he first started excavating there, I think it was 2003, 2004. And the initial excavations were more aimed at learning about the first colonization by agriculturalists into the Philippines. And that was basically what his PhD was on. So he excavated in Calao, and he excavated down about 1.5 meters. And at that point, he kind of came across some sterile sediment, and he stopped excavating at that point. And came here actually to ANU to write his PhD. Now, when he excavated those upper layers in Calao Cave, he at the base of them he had a deposit that dated to around 28,000 years ago. In the meantime, they found Homo floresiensis in Liambor Cave down in Flores. And Manny became influenced by the way that Mike Norwood, who was the late Professor Mike Norwood, who was leading the excavations at Liambor, had done the excavation. Mike was being a big advocate of even if you reach sterile soil, just go straight through it, you never know what's underneath it. So that's how they found the fossils at in Liambor. So Manly decided to go back to Calao in 2007, and he dug down to 3 meters. And lo and behold, there below all this sterile soil, almost nothing in it, was this layer of brecciated or that sort of carbonated sediment that had gone hard with limestone. And in amongst that was lots of animal bones and the hominin fossil. So the first one was found in 2007. I remember I just moved myself to the Archaeological Studies Program and met up with Mandy, and Mandy said, "Do you want to have a look at these animal bones that I've just dug up from Calao Cave?" And he said, "Well, I think there's most of it's animal, but there's also an odd one in there that I think might be human." And so I was one evening, about 2 days into the project, I started looking through the material, and lo and behold, there it was, a human metatarsal. So we didn't know what it was at the time, but it was really exciting because we knew it must be old, plenty older than 28,000. We estimated about 50 or 60,000. So I immediately rang up Mandy and said, "Whoa, we've got a human fossil here." And said, "Well, let's go get a drink."
So for archaeologists like you, what is the feeling that you get when you get a find like this?
No, it's always exciting. The discovery is always really exciting. And when you actually pull something out like this, and you've got a kind of awareness already that if you do, it's going to be something that's really quite special. There's always that added excitement, and always it doesn't matter how much material you look through. You've always got this kind of hopeful expectation that you're going to find something really great.
So this is,
and in this case, we did.
Yeah, and does this give us an indication of maybe who our ancestors were, who really are?
This will be Homo luzonensis will be more likely is one of our more ancient ancestors. So it would have, the likelihood is, there's a couple of ways that its ancestors could be. Well, I mean, we don't know exactly. We've only got one find site at the moment. But there's a couple of possibilities. For example, so one of the theories at the moment is that Homo floresiensis, for example, the hobbit, the ancestor is Homo erectus. Now Homo erectus is found in Java, and it's possible that Homo erectus sort of managed one way or another through rafting to actually get across to Flores, and then evolved on the island to become Homo floresiensis. That's the same principle is possible for Homo luzonensis, that it originates from something that was like Homo erectus. The other possibility is that it originates from much earlier than Homo erectus. Homo erectus we know was in Java 1.8 million years ago, and is an ancient sort of Homo, but not quite as old as some of the features that are shown by Homo luzonensis. Some of the morphological features in the hands and feet, for example, sort of hark back to even earlier times, and the Australopithecus. Now, the Australopithecus are considered to be the ancestors of our own genus Homo, and they last walked the Earth in Africa 2 million years ago.
Wow.
So Homo luzonensis raises us a whole new sort of questions about the evolutionary history of the species Homo right across Eurasia.
So more questions than answers.
More questions than answers. What we do know is we've got a very exciting species on the island of Luzon. As I said before, we've got the hobbit on Flores. We already have stone tools dating to around 200,000 years ago on Sulawesi. So that means there's almost certainly going to be a hominin species recovered from Sulawesi. And I wouldn't be surprised if we don't find more species. And that means that the whole of island Southeast Asia could potentially have been a real place for melting pot for the evolution of hominins, especially on the isolated islands. Islands are famous for these speciation events.
Hoping for more answers from the questions that have derived from this find, and looking forward to catching up with you again, Professor Philip Piper.
Yeah, thank you very much.
sbs.com.au